Oh.
Master on 95BFM.
Had my fader down. Sorry, Sam.
That's right. Master, we're back. We're doing it.
We are. How are you?
I'm actually good. I think I'm a morning person now. I think I've finally done this for like a year and figured out how to be awake in the morning.
Hey, you can give me the tips when you... when we go off air as well. I've had my jersey on backwards all day. I feel like a wreck.
But morning person is like it's nine now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's true, actually. But this is really morning for me, right?
Yeah. No, what TV show are we talking about this week?
Let's do this. I'm talking about Tales of the City. So this, I've kind of trying out some queer stuff because it is Pride Month and I'm wanting to watch more queer media and educate myself more about my own community and stuff. So Tales of the City is recently released on Netflix for Pride Month, and it's based on a series of books by Armistead Maupin, and it's about basically this woman that moves to San Francisco in the 70s and has experiences what it's all about, and there's like seven books in the series, and it's really quite cool, and I want to read it now that I've watched the TV show.
Cool.
Because the TV show is a continuation of the 1993 miniseries, which was based on those books. So...
okay, so this has kind of had a few lives already as a thing.
Yeah, and
do you have to have seen the 1993 miniseries or not?
No. I had never seen it. I didn't even know it existed until after I fully watched. Oh, hello.
That's
sorry.
All right. Just adjusting mics. You hadn't seen the 1993 one?
No, I hadn't. But what's really cool is they've actually included some of the actors from the original 1993.
Oh, that is cool.
TV show and brought them back into the modern day. So like the continuation follows on like 20 to 30 years after.
Right.
And the characters have gotten 20 to 30 years older.
Okay, so it isn't trying to do like the same TV show. It's not just remaking the 1993 one. It's a continuation.
It's a continuation. Okay. Like, so right. It's not based on the books apart from like it has the same characters that it's an original story.
Yeah.
All LGBTQ plus writing cast.
That's cool.
Really cool. Hires so many LGBT actors, trans actors to play trans people. I'm just going to read some names because I think that's
the easiest way.
And it's important to have their names out there.
Absolutely.
So you've got Laura Linney, who was originally in the original one. You've got Ellen Page, who you all know is a very outspoken lesbian activist. We've got Paul Gross, Murray Bartlett, Charlie Barnett, who you might remember from Russian Doll, hated that show, but whatever.
Yeah, there was a very polarised in the BFM offices. I don't think Sarah was a fan at all.
Who was a fan?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we just didn't like it very much. I did watch all of it, though. Anyway, we digress. Carry on.
Garcia, who is this non-binary trans man. So they play a trans man on the show, but they're non-binary trans person in real life. Mei Hong, who plays Margot, who's a lesbian Asian woman. Olympia Dukakis plays Anna Madrigal, who's the matriarch of the whole show.
Right.
She basically has this house called Barbary Lane, where she lets those people that are down their luck stay and like rent, and it's a really big gay community, basically.
Cool.
And the show is just basically all about San Francisco as a character,
right,
and how people interact with it and how people have moved on from 1970s gay times and trans issues and all that kind of stuff. Because the main character, I would say, is Ellen Page's character, Shauna. But also, one of the best characters, I think, is Olympia Dukakis, Anna Madrigal's character, because basically you see one of the episodes where she moves to San Francisco in the 1960s after leaving behind her family because she's a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
So she leaves behind the family she had as a man.
And moves to San Francisco.
To be
her
true authentic self. Yeah. And it really focuses on the pre-Stonewall era and how hard it was to be trans at that time. And she has I don't want to spoil the actual show because it's really, really good. But she basically, you get to delve into some really, really cool stuff. Like,
awesome.
Jake, who is played by Garcia, the trans person, is dating Margot, the lesbian, and how Margot was dealing with the idea that she was a lesbian and now is dating a man, and what that means for her, because is she a lesbian or is she now straight? And because Jake, the trans man, wants to be known as a straight man because that's quite an important part of his identity after transitioning. So it's just delves into some really, really cool topics. And I kind of just fell in love with the show for its sheer sense of like, this is as faithful a queer retelling as we can do. Because obviously it's written by all these queer people.
Absolutely. And that's amazing as well, because it shouldn't necessarily be amazing that a show about queer identities and queer stories is written by a very queer cast of writers. But so often you get very straight casts of writers and showrunners putting on these things, and it can miss the mark. So did you feel like it really sort of approached these stories well?
I think it was pretty honest and pretty heartwarming. I think there's always been critics and stuff, And I'm not going to say the show's perfect by any means. It is. It's funny and it's lighthearted and it's also serious when it needs to be.
Yeah.
Some of the storylines, you're just like a bit like, okay, shut up.
But so there's always annoying characters. There's always
There's like three or four very annoying characters in the show. but it also, it just kind of like really decided to shine a light on San Francisco, and now I really want to go there.
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
I really want to go.
Like, I bet you really want to go there now.
Yeah, and it casts like some of my favorite drag queens in it, and it really just like kind of like warmed my soul. I watched it when I was sick in bed last Thursday. I actually did take a sick day last week. And I was like, I need some serotonin. I need to watch a happy TV show. And then I saw the trailer for this and I was like, okay, sweet.
This is the one.
And I watched all 10 episodes in one day. So really? Like, nice. That's, you know.
How long are the episodes?
About an hour long each.
Cool.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, sick day. What else are you going to do?
So, exactly. Perfect. So I sat up till 2 a.m. watching it. It's sleeping. So, you know.
Okay, maybe not such a good way to get well. But sounds like you would recommend it then to
and
people?
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
It's on Netflix. It's really easy to get.
Is it a Netflix made production?
Yeah. So the writer, the main writer and producer is the woman behind Orange is the New Black. So she obviously is tied to Netflix quite heavily, and she was like, I'm going to do this and continue it on. I really want to watch the miniseries now.
Yeah.
And I also really want to read the books.
The 1993 one.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I like a TV show that sort of opens up another world of kind of reading and watching and stuff too.
And
that's,
I feel like
good.
For you, it's awesome that it's also based on a comic, because that's also something you're quite like.
No, this is based on seven books.
Oh, seven books. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yep. Okay, I'm with you.
So remind everyone of the name, Sam.
So it's called Tales of the City. It's on Netflix. And if you're looking, if you enjoyed Pose.
It says comic novel.
Comic novel.
Oh.
So maybe it does fit into that realm.
Oh my god,
but
sick.
No superpowers.
No superpowers. Yeah. Apart from being absolutely gay AF.
The ultimate superpower.
If you like Pose, I think it's going to be a TV show you'll like, because it does kind of shine lights on things that are really important to talk about, especially people of my gay generation who probably don't know as much about Stonewall or the journey that gay people have been on to get to where we are today. Mm-hmm. So I think it's quite important, and I'm all for it, and I don't know, yeah.
Fantastic. Tales from the City on Netflix. Thank you very much, Sam.
No worries.
What's next week?
Next week, I think I'm going to try watch Euphoria.
Oh.
Because it's also got trans people in it, and it's Pride Month.
Pride Month. Fantastic.
Cool. That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Thank you, Sam. Tales from the City.